Yeah, I am the mongoose. And of course, the 1 week I don't post a parlay, I fall one game short of 30K. Shout out to Lane Kiffin for not covering the one and only time I need him to. But hey, it's only money. I mean, besides dating, food, and happiness, who needs it, right? To my right, I almost made him put a bag over his head like I do most of my Tinder dates because his pics blew more chunk than an LA liberal woman in 2015 who actually wanted to be skinny. America's favorite degenerate gambler, Sal Beps.
Yeah, I mean, look, I went 2-4. It happens. It's my first losing week this year.
Yeah.
Still have a winning record overall.
Yeah.
The boss cock lock crushed it.
Right.
So there's some positives here. I'm never taking LSU again, ever.
Okay.
I'm so fucking sick of that team.
Yeah.
I hate Brian Kelly and his fake Southern accent.
Yeah.
I want it to stop.
Yeah.
I want it to stop. Why does he do that?
I don't know, Sal Baps.
Why does he do it?
I'm just here to win football games.
Oh my God. Anyways, yeah, and look, I blew up the NDOSU total. It wasn't
horrible pick.
It wasn't how I thought it was going to go, man. I mean, look, so much talent on that field, and that's what happens. But
yeah,
look,
on the defensive look, dude, side of the ball,
here's the thing. Sometimes that is the sport. That is football. That is football, man. Sometimes that is going to happen. And football is just going to be, you have to outgrind wins. But what a great game it was.
Great game. Well, speaking of our records here. So, yeah, I also, by the way, I'm wearing the Phillies jersey to bring, you know, Phillies just clinched the playoffs, trying to get those winning vibes going here for this week. I did go 3-3. I have still yet to have a losing week, bringing my record to 15-9. Sal Baps is 14-10. Together, we are 29-19. As he said, Boscock Lock, Penn State, hits by a mile.
3-1 on the year.
3-1 on the year. Sal Baps, Iowa had 4 first downs.
Dude, yeah. I mean, look, Manny Diaz, we've talked about it. Manny Diaz.
Is Manny Diaz the de facto head coach of Penn State?
He's the de facto head coach. He is the guy. I think all the players know it. I think that he has the more respect in the locker room because his coaching is giving results. Like, it's giving confidence. They're exuding confidence. Iowa talk shit, by the way. They were the ones saying,
yeah,
oh, our offense isn't the same. Like,
right,
we can score. Right. XYZ, well, no, you can't.
Is James,
not against Manny Diaz.
Is James Franklin a head coach in name only?
Yeah, he's a showman. He's a de facto boss. He's a de facto boss, like in the mafioso where,
yeah,
you know, it's one of those families where the underboss has all the power in the streets, all the respect of the other families.
Yeah.
They all know it. And it's just like, well, you can't really say shit about it, but like, if you know, you know.
Right,
Manny
right.
Diaz is really possibly taking Penn State somewhere where they haven't been this year, and that could be to the playoffs.
It's kind of like season 1 of Sopranos.
I know it's early, but still, it's early in the year still.
It's kind of like season 1 of Sopranos when Tony lets Junior be the boss, knowing that the feds are about to take Junior down, and just to like let him feel like, you know, hot shit, even though like he's literally, you know, about to be put in jail and die in jail.
It is classic Machiavellian system. That's how you play the game. Yeah.
Whatever gets the dub for Penn State, I support it. Mike Leach over goes to 2-2. We get fucked yet again. We had the Oregon team over 45.5. They had 35 at the after the first half, and they just shut it down. Just completely said, Colorado, you're a JV squad. We're not going to get hurt.
It's our second shutdown play that we had. I mean, we nailed it. The scoring was there, and they, you know, they came in and shut it down like COVID-19.
Yeah. So as I said, I literally came one game short of 30K. Of course, it was Lane Kiffin. If you don't believe me, check out the receipt on Twitter and Instagram at Butter and Hose. 9-leg parlay.
And it sucks because, you know, that was like him auditioning for that Bama job.
Yeah, he wants that job more than anything.
And like a win there, or even just like a really close loss, would have really just, you know, you didn't have to go to the interview. You can just, say I'm interested and you got it.
What do we know Lane Kiffin as? He's the guy who covers no matter what. Like there's 2 seconds left in the game. He's up 41. The line's 43 and he kicks a field goal.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for you to lose on like a guy that you really like and fuck with and have been like, you know, really good at doing this in the past. But
and then the second parlay, I lost six legger, and it was
that I thought you were gonna get.
I was $50 paid out.
I thought you were
$2,300, and I had all five legs. Penn State was the fifth leg. It was offering me a $600 buyout at halftime. I called you asking you what I should do, and decided to roll with it. My last play was...
I said to buy out.
Yeah, you did.
I said take the $600.
My last play, though, was my most confident play. It was USC at, you know, Arizona State, who's looked like, you know, dog shit. Jaden Rashada was out for Arizona State, and I needed USC first half minus 18.5. USC fumbled to their own 20. Arizona State was running fucking trick punts that they were pulling off. Arizona State, it was their Super Bowl. Meanwhile, USC didn't even, you know that you could play football on the road.
Dude,
I don't know.
We totally did not anticipate that. You can't predict this stuff. I mean, Arizona State was running fake punts with their running back set as the punter and then throwing the ball. It was like Little Giant stuff out of a movie for kids, and it worked every time.
I was yelling obscenities at the Morgantown Casino that I can't repeat, even on our show here. That's how bad they were. And it literally got to the point that I was going to get like public indecency for the things I was saying. And I was sober, by the way. And I just had to leave. I just had to pull myself out of that situation. I was so upset.
Anyone who saw it would sympathize with you, because the way this was happening was so ridiculous. It was so
ridiculous.
It was so troll. Like these Arizona State's horrible.
Yeah. But 3-3 on my card. No losing weeks yet for me on the year. Like I said, did lose that USC game. Illinois fucking sucks. Not betting on them again the rest of the year.
That team blows, man. I think we got to chill with them.
I did hit Oregon first half. Oklahoma hit by the hook. Kentucky beat a lowly Vandy team. Kentucky's still overrated. And then we lost the Texas Tech game, but that's only really because starting quarterback Tyler Shuck got hurt like the second series of the game.
Tough, and we still almost had it. I mean,
still almost. Almost went to overtime.
You know, they're on the 9-yard line. Right. Still could have hit in overtime or push, depending on the line you got. Look, I mean, there's some tough losses here, but look, that's the name of the business here. You got to be able to handle these things. This business is not for everyone. You got to have a tough stomach here for this shit.
Yep.
Because you're going to lose on some pretty fucking stupid gay shit. And
yep.
It's going to happen more often than you think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you might be there. Enjoy the days you get blown out. Like, enjoy those ones. Because that's your guillotine French Revolution. Like,
good
you're
reference.
Dead. You don't have to worry. You don't suffer.
Yeah.
This shit is torture.
Torture. Yeah.
So.
Well said. I like that. Leave a 5-star review. Write a sentence on whether you're looking at us on Spotify, Apple, or if you're here on Rumble, subscribe. Subscribe to us here on Rumble. Subscribe. Subscribe to us here on Rumble. That's what we need.
And give us money. To gamble with. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just. Do something. Help us.
My calls are printing in the market. This is not financial advice. Do not listen to me.
No, because you are kind of killing
it. I am a literal retard, but I did just buy a call in oil. So fuck you, greenheads, because oil is going.
Oil is back.
Oil is back.
Take that, Democrats.
Yeah, take that, Joe
We're
Biden.
We're back.
Take that, AOC.
Let's go get more.
It's super expensive for the contracts. But yeah, you got that. And then also my Mara puts are just printing every day.
If you're dealing with world stocks, you better have some fucking money.
It's a beautiful thing. So speaking of the market, speaking of calls and puts, let's get into it. Sal Babs, tell me what you're buying in the market of college football.
Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, we're buying Florida, dude. The swamp is back. We
like
made fun of them in the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Thought Mertz is horrible. Still kind of do. But
okay,
things are settling.
Okay.
They have now right their season. They're 3-1.
Yeah.
They have now going into Kentucky this week, right?
Yeah.
A 3-point line has moved to 1.
Mm.
So essentially a pick game.
Yeah.
So just, the sharps are on Florida.
Just pick Florida.
The sharps
point.
Are on Florida. Florida wins this game. Which they're completely capable of.
Yeah.
This is now a top 16, 15 ranked team in the country. I buried them for dead couple weeks ago,
as
he gets a Tinder light.
I'm literally
a live Tinder light.
I'm about to pull it up. See,
we got to see this.
Keep talking. I'm pulling it up.
Well, if she's from Florida, then that's the law.
That's the law. That's the boss cock lock of the week.
But no, I like Florida. I mean, you were high on Napier because you like his recruiting classes. I was ready to say he's the worst coach I've ever seen. But yet here we are, right the ship. We're heading into October and the Gators are live, baby. So if you're a Gator fan out there, you're in business.
She has the blue check mark, so it's not a bot or gay dude. So that's good. Nice body. Izzy, her name is.
She is a Fed. This is a federal agent because we said to buy oil on air.
I'll still do it if it's a Fed. All right, I'll take it. Yeah, love the Florida call. Sal Babs, is Billy Napier putting on airs of early Urban Meyer to where like Urban Meyer was like, people were saying like, oh, this guy, you know, he's not from the South, not from the SEC.
Dude, people forget how much shit was talked on at Urban Meyer.
Like Urban Meyer's
job. Like it was actually worse than Napier.
His job was in jeopardy. Then he recruits Tim Tebow. Then he wins like, what, 3 out of 4 games out of the year to close out the year. And then Florida wins 2 out of 3 national championships, 2006.
Remember this, people. If Florida wins the title next year, you heard it here first.
Yeah. And are we having a completely different tune on Florida? Are they a top 10 team if Anthony Richardson's still the quarterback?
Oh, if Anthony Richardson's still there, which I don't know if they totally anticipated him not being there. I mean, yeah. I don't know how this roster was constructed. Like, you know, it's not like you wake up and you're like, yo, we need Graham Mertz. Like,
yeah.
But if Richardson's there, yeah, I agree, man. They're one of the most dangerous teams in the country. But this is just a call. Could also completely bomb and they get rolled by Kentucky. But you know what? The sharps don't think so in Vegas. The wise guys are saying otherwise.
Yeah.
It's being bet down, so my call is on Florida.
Goose. Love it. Love it. Yeah, so I'm going to buy myself a call. This is going to be like an ETF here. We're going to have a bunch of different things thrown under one umbrella because we're buying a call on the entire Pac-12 North. Sal Babs, let's take it from the bottom, okay?
Good team.
Start from the bottom, now we hear. I'm going to start with Cal, okay?
Very decent team.
I'm putting Cal up against Vanderbilt in the SEC, against Virginia in the ACC, against, I don't know, Sparty or...
You could put them up against Maryland.
Against Maryland in the Big Ten. I'm taking Cal -3.5. Even like traveling east, okay? Cal's a legitimate, decent team. Stanford, not very good, but Troy Taylor does have a very explosive offense there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. I like where Stanford is heading. It's definitely, you know, they're looking like they're playing football actually in the year 2023. And then we get to Washington State. Wazoo pulls out a great victory.
One of the plays I did that actually
hit against Oregon State.
But it was a great play. I should get 2 wins for that.
We'll bring it to the committee, sure. And then Cam Ward was 19 of 20.
Shot.
19 of 20 in the first half. Dude is playing out of his freaking mind. Oregon State is still a very good team. Don't discount them. They still have that dynamic. Martinez, a running back, run game. Still have a great defense. Do not count Oregon State out, especially this week at
home.
What
a shame that this great conference will not exist anymore.
It's actually heartbreaking, Sal Babs.
It really is.
Like, it's great for the likes of, like, a Washington or Oregon who's, like, you know, riding high, about to go into the Big Ten, about to, like, actually, like, fuck people up in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
But it just sucks for West Coast football. Those kids out there are going to become, like, even more woke if you're not in those, like, immediate cities. Like, they're literally just going to, like, California.
Be more woke.
Like, California is, like, getting closer and closer, like they've like actually like outlawed like tackle football, or they're trying to for like 8 or 9 year old kids. Instead of like the old liberal solution of like creating tech that actually addressed these problems, they just want to ban everything. That's the new liberal mindset. We used to be, you know, techies and smart people creating solutions. Now we just fucking ban everything. But nevertheless,
and they call the other side the fucking
right
structures of democracy and shit. Yeah,
nevertheless, ban everything. Let me bring this point up too here, Sal Babs. If we didn't have preseason rankings, would Washington and Oregon not be ranked number 1 and 2 in the country?
All right, so here's, we'll try it this way. Let me explain it to you this way.
Okay.
If aliens,
yes,
landed on this planet,
uh-huh,
right, today in this room,
yeah,
and we were explaining to them,
wait, are these
American college football?
Are these like the supposed Nordic angel what are they? The Nordic aliens that look like basically hot Swedish women that like you kind of have one of sex with, or is
whatever
it like,
you want to?
Is it like the Greys who are like little skinny fucks who anally probe you?
The probing ones.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So they're
I'm going to have a different approach.
They're
Go ahead.
Here, right?
Okay.
And we said, okay, this is American college football. We show them the top 25, and they know nothing about nothing. They don't know the propaganda behind the brands, the leagues, etc., the fan bases. And we say, who of these teams are the best teams to you?
Yeah.
Would they not say, oh, that team and that team?
They would say Bo Nix and Michael Penix. Oregon, yeah. Washington. By the way, can we just say that, like, all the alien propaganda, like, I kind of think that this shit is literally a psyop. Can I just put that out there right now? That this is, like, the way they're pushing it, a psyop?
It's to the point where the government is having hearings on aliens and no one even fucking cares.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like this is, especially, you know, Project Bluebeam, it just gives me the airs of, like, this is going to be the next, like, big scare, the next COVID to try to galvanize our individual rights and strip them away. I'm calling bullshit. I'm not saying, like, aliens couldn't exist. I personally feel like the aliens are just fallen angels masquerading as aliens from another dimension here to basically spiritually kill us. But that's my own opinion right now. But I like what you're trying to say here as far as just Washington and Oregon are the best teams in the country. And I'm with you.
Yeah, I thought we were going to turn into Joe Rogan's podcast here for a second.
We were going down that route. I mean, we could. I could talk about it all night, but nevertheless. Okay, I love it. Sal Baps, who else are you buying a call or put?
Put on LSU, man. Ooh. I'm tired of taking him. All they do is cost me. I'm so sick of Brian Kelly in this bullshit fake Southern accent that he whips out here and there. The quarterback play is inconsistent. They're not doing enough. They're not proving to me that they're the national championship contenders. I was told that they were.
Yeah.
And the, you know, FSU loss at this point, depending on where you're going with your next segment,
yeah,
could end up actually being a bad loss in a month from now.
Speaking of next segment, Salbaps, you just put it on a T for me because I am buying a put on Florida State.
Yeah.
Jordan Travis is hurt. It's not even, you can't even argue anymore. It's his non-throwing shoulder. But Salbaps, this guy is throwing way too many 50-50 balls that are sailing 5 feet out of bounds. I mean, even with...
Dude, they were bad balls, man.
I mean, you got 6'6", Johnny Wilson. You got
Coleman.
Keon Coleman, who has like a 50-inch vertical. And these guys can't even come anywhere close to the ball. I mean,
no, he was sailing them.
It's bad. It's bad. The defense for Florida State bailed them out of that game last week. Clemson found a way to lose. Is that the new Dabo thing, finding a way to lose?
Seems to be.
Clemson was driving there to put away Florida State, and they had the strip sack. That was a 14-point turnaround, and then tied the game at 24-24. Clemson kicker missed the game-winning field goal at the end of the game, which, by the way, this was like the most like savage thing I've ever seen. The kid misses the kick, and then they pan to his family right away.
Dude, he had like 40 fucking family members up there, and like they showed all of them.
And it was like a 22-yard field
goal. And they were just
goal.
Like...
It was savage. Crazy. Horrible.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, look, dude, we're going to see where Florida State is a month from now. Got to play Miami. Got to play Duke. Got to play...
Duke's winning the ACC.
I mean, the Florida State thing could be...
I'm putting $20 on Duke to win the ACC probably Friday night. My thinking is that if they beat Notre Dame Saturday, which I actually do think they will, that they're at plus 15,000 to win the Natty. That line gets cut down to like 7,500. So if you're going to do it, you got to do it now.
You got to do it now because the Duke bandwagon will come on fast because after a win against Notre Dame, man.
Yep. Speaking of bandwagons, Sal Baps, this week for Cringe Right, Woke Left, I have to ask you, are you ready?
I'm ready for anything on this show.
Because we are kind of a Joe Rogan podcast tonight. With what
to
I'm about
an extent,
to ask you.
We are.
I'm about to ask you right now. Is Travis Kelce in the Illuminati after doing the Pfizer ad and dating Taylor Swift?
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, how weird is this shit? So let me just say.
Doesn't he have a deal with Bud Light too?
Let me Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude, he has a Bud Light diamond necklace of a Bud Light can.
This guy's like 33 third degree, whatever, Freemason Illuminati then. Like, he's literally like...
I feel like if you're in Taylor's like group of possibilities, you got to get like... They have to like vent you. And then if like you're the winner, you have to like promote like stupid woke shit.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, a couple months ago, I thought it was a little bit weird. You know, he has the podcast with his brother and like somehow the NFL like officially like, I don't know, they started throwing a lot of support behind it. And I was like, oh, that's weird because there's a lot of NFL player podcasts out there. And I've never seen the show, but a lot of friends like it. A lot of friends have shown me clips.
I won't watch it. I don't give a fuck how good it is.
It looks fine. But then the NFL threw their support about it. And I was like, okay, it's a little weird, but it's whatever. Didn't think too much about it. And then I saw the Pfizer ad. Holy shit.
Dude, it's so cringe, man.
So cringe. And he's self-aware.
His fucking mom's in it, too.
He's self-aware.
Get the shot, Travis!
He's self-aware enough that he turned off the comments on his Instagram, which he's never done before. So this guy clearly...
Well, dude, I mean, you gotta figure, he knows where he plays at, right? Like, he knows these in Kansas City, Missouri, right? Like...
Yeah.
Like the most of those people are not going to be cool with that. Like,
I mean, yeah, Missouri's a hard red state now.
Yeah, like they're not going to be cool with him doing that. Yeah. So he knew to turn that off.
So I see the Pfizer ad. I didn't even believe that that would be a thing or that especially, you know, Travis Kelce would do it. I see it. I'm flabbergasted. And then you start hearing the rumors of Taylor Swift and all these things that have been matriculating in my mind here the past couple months about Travis Kelce. It's just like, holy shit. Travis Kelce has sold out. So let me ask you this.
I mean, is it a little bit of both? I mean, like,
let me ask you this. In the spirit of selling your soul, okay, who would you sell your soul for? In regards to Travis Kelce, basically sold his soul for a six. That is Taylor Swift. So what would it take? What chick would you sell your soul for? That's what I want to know.
None.
Okay. That's a good answer.
It's the correct answer if you believe in what we believe in.
It's a good answer.
It's not the answer that people want to hear, but I don't sell my soul for anything at all.
I had my opportunity to in Hollywood. Definitely thought long and hard about it. That's what she said. I understand why people do it. I am sympathetic to it. Having said that, you have to not do it. But... if the devil would have came to me when I was 16 and offered me, I don't know, 1999 Brianna Banks, just saying, that would have been a hard deal to pass up. Like, this dude sold out for fucking...
I know, but this guy's like 30
years old. He sold out for
old.
Taylor Swift. Like, Taylor Swift looks like she belongs in a fucking Twilight movie.
Bro, she's from here. She's from Berks County.
She's from here. That's all you need to say.
You can't be that cool.
She's from Berks County. Not selling my soul for Taylor Swift.
We're from here. Look at us. Yeah. She's like us.
1999.
We're sixes.
Brianna Banks or, you know, all these OnlyFans girls that I match with on Tinder that then try to get me to buy their fucking links, which I don't, but just saying those girls are fucking smashing. I would think about it for a second. I wouldn't do it, but I would think about it. Definitely not Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. What the fuck? Okay, so that's woke left. Cringe right. Sal Baps. There was this scripted show on HBO.
And you gotta be careful how you fucking address this shit too.
It had a character who I guess was getting molested as a kid. It was like a flashback scene. And of course, everybody, like all the fucking, you know, hard right people on, or not even just hard right, just fucking right people on Twitter were freaking out saying it was typical Hollywood pedo shit. We know Hollywood endorses pedo shit. They literally made fucking like a pedo endorsement film that was Cuties. Like basically like saying how great
that film
was. That's
like the wildest fucking shit.
Wild.
Ever.
The Sound of Freedom comes out. They say it's a, you know, only a QAnon type film that's about stopping.
Not only that, they said it was a conspiracy when it was, it's true facts.
True facts. And it's actually like for a quote right made movie, it's actually a really well made film.
Which is impossible
to do.
Conservatives cannot make media well
but
at all.
There's nothing conservative about the film. It's about fucking child trafficking. And they try to paint it as this like far right, just, you know, QAnon fest, which is complete bullshit. But here we are at the right, you know, as the left is in the midst of their Hollywood strike, which is now over, which now basically allows AI to take over in 5 years. But that's another story. But everybody on Twitter was like freaking out. about this like kid getting molested, and they were saying, you know, this young boy getting molested. The character isn't even a fucking boy. It's actually a girl.
It was a woman telling her.
It's Laura Dern.
Story. Right.
It's Laura Dern, famous actress. It's like a flashback scene. It's a scripted show. I haven't seen the show. I don't think the show was promoting any kind of pedo shit.
No, it wasn't promoting.
It was literally just a...
And to be fair, Dern is woke, but like...
Oh, yeah, super woke. But the show was literally just like we were building a character, showing, you know, the justification for their decisions, their actions, like, you know, what builds them into that person. Just like
any other
TV show.
She was just simply showing the character in the show of what happened to her.
Yeah.
And the right immediate was like, look what they're promoting. Like
right.
It was a show just about like
right.
dudes fucking little boy. That wasn't what
wasn't
it was.
The, wasn't the case at
and,
all.
And we're, once again, to make this extremely clear here, we're not defending
right.
the fucking shit you think. We're just saying that like, we like to look for things that the conservatives go nuts about that right. is completely not even
right.
what it is. And cringy, dumb shit that the left does, which they do every second you're awake. But in this case, the right had thought that, oh, Hollywood's promoting a new movie about pedophilia. It wasn't.
Wasn't. It took literally 2 seconds to see that the character wasn't. It was literally like a chick with short hair. Like, it took 2 seconds to see that. But these fucking idiots, like, just ran with it.
I mean, I didn't even watch the clip because, you know, it was disgusting. But
right.
nonetheless, I mean, they had ran with it as that there was this new cuties type, like, series out.
Right.
And it just wasn't.
Let's face it. The people leading the charge right now as far as the Puritan effort, the censorship complex, as RFK calls it, is the left, okay? But there is still that contingent on the right. There still is the conservatives from the 90s, the country club Republicans, like to call them, who still are pretty much the same fucking people. It's just they only want to make, you know, Christian films that are horrible. And that's it. That's the only type of film you could ever make. You could never make Game of Thrones.
No, I mean, there's rape in that show.
There's
constant rape.
Yeah, constant rape. Not that we're endorsing rape, but it does lead.
Yeah,
does
please,
lead to.
We're not.
It does lead to why the characters.
Oh
you know, be, let's face it.
Yeah,
these,
we're not endorsing rape. We're just trying. We're just two idiots trying to make a point that, like, there's the whole point of this segment is just the hypocrisy and confusion
right.
from both sides of
yeah.
what they want censored and what the other side wants. Censored, and they're just idiots.
Let's just agree all censorship is bad for adults. It just where the left has taken it to levels that even like libertarians are flabbergasted is that they literally have like child propaganda for kids who are 8 years old and like don't even know they have 10 fingers, and they're trying to basically give them sex education. That's where it gets fucked up. That's where, you know, you have to protect the defenseless. But once somebody turns 18, you know, like a lot of states now require you to literally show your license to look at porn. That's
Virginia does.
Yeah, that's Orwellian shit. Fuck that. Not about that business. All right, Sal Baps. Like I said, got the Phillies jersey on.
We need some winning vibes.
Bryce
so
Harper.
We need to get far away from the CP talk.
Red October. Phils are back.
Yeah, my Cubbies are battling for the final wild card spot. We'll see if they get it.
We'll see if they get it. Sal Baps, you gotta redeem yourself for 2-4 last week, or I am gonna make you wear an actual brown paper bag next week.
Well, look, man, I look. What we like about us is we're bold, right? I made
we're
some
bold.
Bold plays. They mm-hmm. didn't hit. All right, pick number one under in Duke. Notre Dame. I'm going right back to a Notre Dame total.
Oh, my God.
And I'm
going
to go under with this one. Duke, the best defense in football.
Okay.
Notre Dame has showed that up against physical defenses, they're not the offenses we think they are.
Okay.
Going to go under 52. Next play, Syracuse plus 6.5.
Are you sure about that?
I am. They play them well every year up
there. They do. This is
the Carrier Dome. It's going to be fun. The way this is like a make or break game for the entire future of Clemson, we're going to go with Cuse plus 6.5.
Clemson is what I call basically 45-year-old Beverly Hills, housewife mode, just all kinds of desperation. They have to win this game. They have to. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Clemson has to win. I see your rationale. Carrier Dome could be rocking. Syracuse does play them tough every year, but oh man, this spot concerns me. Go ahead.
All right. Nonetheless, I'm on Cuse here. So Kansas plus 17 at Texas. What do you think?
I almost took it. I probably like the over 63.5 a little bit more. But I do think, you know, Kansas, discounting last year when Texas absolutely just fucking steamrolled them. Kansas past couple years has played Texas very tough. Do love this Lance Leopold squad. Do love Jalen Daniels, their quarterback.
It's worth a shot, man. I'm getting some doggy dog action in here too. Iowa minus 12 is my next play. I hate Michigan State. I don't care what the line is.
Okay.
It's been bet up. We've talked about this. It is okay. Now minus 12.
Okay.
I personally have it at 10. You personally have it at less than that, I believe.
Yeah.
So get on this. I'm going to stick with my boys in TCU minus 13. Mm-hmm. Look, dude, I took TCU last week. You were against it. I was for it.
I like it a lot more.
I still believe in Sonny Dykes. He's a cool ass dude. Good program. They still have a lot of speed.
They do.
Watch them. They very fast team. I do think they have more speed than West Virginia, which will get them the covering total here. Then Arkansas, Texas A&M. I was going to take this over, but now with the news that we have discussed earlier, I'm going to lay 6.5 with Arkansas at home, hosting Texas A&M. They impressed me against LSU. Look, dude, Arkansas is a decent football team. A&M, fuck them.
Yeah.
I wish I had more. We're in the middle of the season, people. We can't get too much more analytical. You either see it and you like it and you play it, or that's it. It's like Joel Santana. I see it. I like it. I buy it.
Right?
It's like, that's what it is. I see it. I like it. I take it. Arkansas, minus 6.5, hosting A&M.
Yeah, Connor Wiegman is out.
He's out.
For the year. Looks like Raheem Sanders, stud running back. Back for Arkansas. That's not,
and they scored without him.
That's not 100% confirmed, but it does look pretty good. That's going to be the case. So, yeah, I actually like the pick. I
can
roll
with
that.
They scored without him.
Yeah, I can roll with it. I can roll with it.
There we go.
That's your pick six.
That's my pick. To recap, under in Duke, Notre Dame, Cuse plus 6.5, Kansas plus 17, the Hawkeyes laying whatever the fuck it is at game time, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
TCU minus 13, this is being bet up. A lot of my plays are being bet up, so watch what you're getting. And then Arkansas minus 6.5.
Love it. Love
coming
it.
Coming off a 2-4 week, my apologies. It was a bad week. Look, I had a bad week. What do you want me to do, huh? What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? I know what they want from me. Some fucking winners, all right?
Yeah. That's why we're doing this.
So here we go. I literally just put in these plays, and I do have a Poontang parlay, so that's why I was just uploading that right now, because we do everything literally.
As I'm melting from this light that feels like the rings of Saturn.
So, okay, first play here, Sal Babs. Nobody's talking about this guy, but their running back, Joenty or whatever, for Boise State. Have you seen this kid play?
No.
Literally LaDainian Tomlinson.
No, he's not.
I swear to God. You need to watch.
I'm watching him this week.
You need to watch them this week. I'm taking Boise State on the road at Memphis at the Liberty Bowl, plus 3.5, first play. Next play here. Sal Babs, do you know Spencer Rattler is like legitimately getting first round draft buzz right now?
Dude, his career took a crazy turn, man. But you know what happens if he wins this week?
He's
gonna go.
He's gonna go.
He's gonna. You do if you do what he's gonna do this week. If you believe this is gonna happen, you're gonna be hearing this name more than you did back when he's on that stupid gay Netflix show.
Tennessee. I'm calling bullshit. They do have the dark mode unis, those fucking...
What are those going to do? Tennessee's so fucking...
They're still legit. Neyland Stadium is still a good place to play. Having said that, the ticket to beating Spencer Rattler in South Carolina is getting pressure on Spencer Rattler. Tennessee can't do it. If you want a money line South Carolina for plus 340, I don't hate it. I'm going to take South Carolina, though, plus 12.5. Too many points for a team that could absolutely beat Tennessee. Pick number three here. This one gives me a little bit of qualm, but I'm going to do it. I'm taking Michigan first half, minus 8.5 at Nebraska. Sal Babs, this Michigan squad has been playing with their food the entire year. And
it's a good way to put it, man. They really be just dicking around.
They are literally trying to put nothing on tape. and they are doing an amazing job at it. Having said that, this is still a Nebraska squad that I don't know who's going to start at quarterback. They're going to blow no matter what, though. Gabe Irvin, Ramir Johnson, the top two running backs. I was all over Irvin.
They absolutely have to hit the fucking portal.
Those running backs are injured for the entire year, for the rest of the year. Everybody saw Nebraska beat, what was it, Louisiana Tech, or I forget who it was, but it was
LA Tech.
Yeah, okay, it was Louisiana Tech. They won 28-14. They only put on those last 10 points, the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter.
It was LA Tech, and it was in the end of the game.
Yeah, it was the end of the game. So I'm calling bullshit on this Nebraska squad. I still love Matt Rule. Year two.
Yeah, it's tough to go in there, man. Year two. Program, we'll be back with our friend Matt Rule in years to come.
Year two. Still all about it. Okay, next play here. I'm going, man, I'm happy to be back on the train. I was on the train. I got off the train. I went to get a smoke and get a drink. Back on the train, Sal Baps, of the Akron Zips. I'm taking Akron at home against the Buffalo Bullshits. We're taking Akron -2.5. Joe Moorhead seems to have the offense kind of moving.
The Buffalo Bullshits.
They are. They are the Bullshits. Joe Moorhead has them rocking and rolling. They almost upset Indiana last week. That may have been a look-ahead game for Indiana. I don't know what happened there, but I love Joe Moorhead as a coach. I think
you do like him.
He's the best coach in the MAC. Akron is starting to become a little bit of a factor.
Jim McElwain anymore with his outright
win. By the way, I called that Central Michigan last week. The money line sprinkle. Yeah, they actually won a +540. Sabaps, we're going to get to my new money line sprinkle for this week. That's pick number four. Pick number five here. I'm doing it.
Let's hear it.
Duke +5.5 at home against Notre Dame. Notre Dame just got beat up by Ohio State. I still think Notre Dame is a tad overrated. I'm really not in love with the Buckeyes win, or the Buckeyes in general.
Is this the only time in Duke history the football players are getting more ass than a basketball team?
Yes, absolutely. Well, are they getting ass at all? do Duke girls actually, are they so woke they just don't even engage in talking to men?
It's really possible.
I mean, I don't know the situation. They're probably, the Duke football players are probably banging UNC girls, if I had to guess. That's what's happening.
Or App State or something.
Yeah, well, they would have to go up to the mountains for that. But you know what? Maybe, maybe those girls are meth heads and they just don't have any fucking teeth. So I'm taking Duke +5.5. My picks literally just disintegrated here, Sal Baps. Literally just lost all my picks. Who are we going to pick here for the last pick? I know.
How do you lose your picks?
I got them back here. Here we go. We're going to take...
Wasn't it Oregon?
Yeah. So I'm looking at it right now because the line just moved. I was also looking at Central Florida here. I was also looking at Nevada +24.5. I am going to give you some Nevada action here. I think for my last play here, I don't think Cam Rising is playing. Utah is about to...
Oh, God, don't even do it.
I'm doing it. Utah...
This is dangerous.
Utah has their bye week next week. I think they sit Cam Rising one more week. Then they have the bye week, and then Cam Rising comes back.
He's going to play this week.
I'm taking Oregon State -3.5.
I like it. It's just I thought we banned Utah, but...
Hold on. I'm just doing math here. Hold up. I got 1, 2, 3.
Getting hit up on Tinder by all these feds.
Four.
All these federal agents. They want your oil stocks.
Actually, that was five picks, Sabaps. I need to give another one here.
You were on Oregon first half.
Oh, I thought we were going to do... Okay. Well, yeah, I'll do it. Fuck it. I'll take Oregon first half -14.5. That's pick number six.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were on.
Yeah. All right. Those are my six plays here for the week. We'll see how we do here. Are you looking at feds now? What's going on?
No, I'm looking to replace our Mike Leach bet.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to be doing the... let's just say it right now. The Mike Leach, zero fucks given. I'm voting for Donald Trump over the week. Is Arkansas... Team total 20.
It is. You're right.
And a half.
You are correct.
Yeah. You fucking it. We changed it. Arkansas. Right,
so we do have some Arkansas action here. I'm laying the points with them, and we're doing as a show collectively their team total, which
23.5.
People, that's free money.
Connor Wiegman is not going to be.
That's free money.
I love this play. Connor Wiegman out for A&M. How does A&M move the ball this week? I don't think they do. Raheem Sanders.
That's free money.
Raheem Sanders looks like he's coming back. This is an Arkansas squad that, you know, speaking of Akron, getting off the train, on the train, seems like they're, you know, trending up right now. It's at home. We know this fucking Arkansas fans are very underrated. So, yeah.
They really are, dude. They go hard as shit.
Let's go for our Mike Leach over Arkansas team over 23.5. But Sal Baps, the grand finale.
The grand finale, people. It's undefeated.
3-1.
It's undefeated and.
Wait, what do you mean it's undefeated? It's 3-1, Sal Baps, not undefeated.
It's undefeated when it's the Big Ten.
There you go. Very nice save. You're like Marcus Freeman during his press conference. Why'd you only have 10 guys in the field? Yeah, look, we
when you're an Italian, you got to be fucking quick to rectify shit you say very fast.
Which, by the way, how clutch was Marcus Freeman, like, kind of in the press conference coming up?
Yeah. I mean, are you guys ready?
Give it to him.
The Washington Huskies laying 17.5 is our next Boss Cock Lock of the week.
I don't know if Huskies, do Huskies bark?
Oh!
Oh!
Is that what they fucking do?
Yeah, they're wolves, right? Yeah, they're like wolf hybrids. Woo, motherfucker, because Michael Penix is going to be there. Roma Dunza is going to be there. McMillan actually may be a game time decision, but he, I mean.
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck, okay? Because Washington is a wagon. Also, Jaden Delora, starting quarterback for Arizona. Yeah, he's battling a pretty bad ankle injury right now. He's going to be a game time decision. I don't think.
Not a great defense to be a little banged up against. Yeah. They are physical.
They're banged up. I don't think Washington has anything to worry about here for this game. They already played on the road, as we said, against Sparty.
They got it out of their system already, man.
This isn't like USC, you know, discovering how football is played on the road.
Oh, God, that was
I insane. Love this Washington squad. There's still not a high enough number you can put on them. It's got to be something ridiculous to actually get people to lay off this team.
I don't know why Vegas is, this is like disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. And if Delora doesn't play, then, oh my God, you literally put, I mean, I may sell out my, you know, thousands of dollars in the market and put everything on Washington.
Then jump back in the market.
And then jump back in the market. Yeah, the next day. Yeah. But yeah, Washington -17.5. Boss cock lock. All right, Sal Baps.
Actually, this technically is a Big Ten because
Washington,
they're coming to the Big Ten.
It's true. Washington is a Big Ten squad.
Yeah.
All right, Sal Baps. I'm about to give you a... Let me find it here.
People, tail whatever the fuck he says next because he was so close to hitting for a total of about...
30,000.
Yeah.
So
just take it.
That was a 9-leg parlay last week.
It is worth listening to him on these.
So... I'm going to give you two options here, okay? I want you to bet $15. This first one here is for $10.
Do whatever the fuck he says next.
We're taking my Oregon State -3.5. We're taking Florida moneyline +102. Akron -2.5. Michigan -8.5 first half. We are taking this, and you better fucking do it quick. It's moving like crazy. Central Florida at home against a fucking Baylor squad that seems like it just doesn't wants to give up. Talk about teams quitting. Central Florida is -12.5. We're taking that. We're not taking Boise State +3.5. Fuck it. We're taking Boise State moneyline +150.
A little bit of gay bet.
We're taking Oregon -14.5 first half spread. We're doing it here. We're doing it here. We're taking South Carolina moneyline +340. We're taking Duke moneyline +180. We're taking Washington -17.5. And then this is the one that I want you to mix up here a little bit. On this $10 bet, we are taking Nevada +24.5.
To win!
Not yet. Not yet. On the $10 version, we're taking Nevada +24.5. I then want you to reuse all these plays with the exception of we are not taking Nevada +24.5. Oh, yeah, baby. We're getting dangerous because we're taking Nevada money line at Fresno State.
To win!
Plus, Sal Baps, 1,160. On this $5 bet, 11 legs. For the Nevada money line, the $5 pays out $194,519.83 on FanDuel.
It's worth it, people. $5.
I called the
Change
Central
your life.
I called the Central Michigan money line play. That was like plus 540 last week.
He called it.
This week, I'm calling Nevada. Sabaps, did you see 2 weeks ago, Nevada lost to Kansas by 7 points?
They're playing competitive, and what you're essentially doing right now is taking them after playing their best 2 weeks of football in a game where we have Fresno, what, maybe possibly overlooking to Wyoming next week?
Yeah, Fresno's playing Wyoming next week. So the bad thing is Nevada, they also played Texas State last week, who's also one of the most improved teams in America. I think they lost by like 8 or 9.
But even if they don't win, that's why there's the plus 24, which right. should be a, you know.
The third game on the road, that's not good. Having said that, little West Coast geography here for you, Sal Babs. Nevada's in Reno. Reno from Fresno is about 4.5 hour drive.
So it's like from Philly to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. If they actually have a decent sized budget for flights, which they may not as a Mountain West school, but they actually do, it's going to be like a 50-minute flight, if that. So I'm saying right now,
I'm going to say they probably take a flight.
This is the game that like everybody's going to be shocked at. Not me. Not this guy. This Nevada squad, much improved, and they've been close here to winning the past couple weeks against solid squads for a Fresno State squad that is much improved this year. That has surprised me. I still think they may be a tad overrated. They may be looking a little ahead to that Mountain West schedule. Maybe looking ahead to going to Laramie playing those Wyoming Cowboys. Sal Babs, if you're going to give me plus 1,000 odds on a team, on a parlay that I think actually could win, I'm fucking taking it.
Yeah, and it's the Mountain West. This is where dumb, goofy shit happens.
Yep. Yep. All about it. So that is the Poontang parlay.
I promise I'll do better this week, people. My apologies. But you're always welcome to fade me. We've always said that, right?
Always, always welcome to fade, Sal Babs.
You're welcome to fade.
Sal Babs, any last words here for what is going to be we have a lot of dogs, so I love that because this week 5 just feels scary. We're about to have those Halloween vibes. This feels like a week where people get fucking roasted.
Yeah, dude. Pumpkin spice. That's time of year, man.
By the way, am I a basic bitch for actually liking the pumpkin spice coffee?
I love it.
I fucking love it.
If you don't like it, you're weird.
Yeah, you're weird if you don't like the pumpkin spice.
I fucking like it.
Yeah. All right, Sal Babs, so you must rectify yourself. Me too. I need to get back into the winning column. 3-3 is not acceptable.
But remind them, collectively as a show, we are winning, right?
We're winning.
We're here, guys. 20, we're here.
29-19. That's 10 games over. That's pretty good.
With a potential to go 4-1 on Boscock Locks.
With a potential to go 4-1 on Boscock Locks, which we will. Unless
and
Michael,
these are free plays.
Unless Michael Penix gets hurt, which is, given his history of injuries, actually extremely possible.
Nah,
but
he's got to be due for universal voodoo at this point.
If he doesn't get hurt, you can just see. I can see the touchdowns right now, just raining down in Tucson like a bukkake Japanese porno right now. It's just going to be coming from the left, the right. You're not going to know where it's coming, but it's coming, baby.
I'm going to watch Oregon and Washington with aliens.
And you're going to Washington and Oregon with aliens. And I'm going to be there calling them demonic fallen angels. So it's going to be a good time. Sal Babs, let's get into it. Thank you for watching. Leave that 5-star review. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Butter and Hose. And remember, say your prayers. Take your vitamins. Grow your own food. And make that bread and butter them hose. Oh, that was bad. Oh, you literally just got the flag stuck in the Christmas tree. That, how the hell did you do that?
I don't know. I see it though.
It's now literally an ornament. We have a new ornament. Thanks for watching.